How would you feel about your child having their height and weight measured at school every 2 years? Well, it could soon become reality for primary age children following a new proposal by Global Obesity Centre at Deakin University in a bid to tackle the obesity crisis in Australia. The proposal argues that the data collected could map childhood obesity around the country. To chat more about this, I have Keen Healthy and Fit founder Brenda Keen. Brenda, what do you think about this proposal and its potential impact on children?
I don't agree with it at all. I don't think weighing them in the school is actually the right place to be tackling the problem. I think it will cause them to feel, again, put into a box or labelled if they're overweight. And the weight doesn't really determine whether they are obese. So I'm not sure how they're going to determine that, because it's been shown that people's BMI, if that's what they're going to look at, so their body mass index, which is height to weight, actually isn't always accurate because muscle weighs heavier, but it doesn't take up as much space. So it's sort of that mass versus weight scenario that comes up.
Just looking at some statistics here from an Australian health survey, it says that 27% of young Australians aged 5 to 17 were overweight and obese in 2014-2015. So what solutions do you have then to try and tackle this issue?
For me, I think the education, education about healthy eating, if that's what's causing the obesity, is, an inactivity, should start in the home. So it should start earlier on when they're younger and just general activities, throwing a ball, being outside. You can even do some indoor activities, I suppose, that do use energy other than being on the screen, because I know that the screen time is causing a number of, our teenagers and our kids to be less active. The screen time has been shown now that the screen time is causing issues not only for the kids with their inactivity, but also with their sleep patterns and things like that. And sleep also affects obesity. So I think, coming back to answer the question, it needs to start early. It needs to start from home, where people are educated to be able to educate their children about healthy eating, healthy sleep, healthy activities.
I know a lot of schools have started new initiatives such as building veggie patches and things like that. But what about the school canteen? Do you think responsibility lies there?
Yeah, so some schools do have the healthy canteen program where they implement that healthy choices, but they still serve the Big M's, which are full of sugar. They serve juices. They still have, 2-minute noodles and things like that. So, and not all schools. Some schools are very, very healthy. But I know that I've noticed there still is, in some of them, an opportunity for the children to buy those snacks that are unhealthy. I think that the government want to put a lot of money into weighing the kids at school, but really that money could be better spent by providing, free activities for the kids after school, or free programs on a weekend for the parents to take the kids to, so that kids get used to being active and healthy and enjoying that sort of fun, and then want to do it more as they grow up.
Well, thanks so much. That was Keen Healthy and Fit founder Brenda Keen. Just a very divisive topic on how to combat childhood obesity in Australia.